Li'ili Nishmas, Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha.
Today, Bez Hashem will be finishing Siman Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Baruch of Elokai Neshama does not start with a Baruch. Why not? Most Baruchos have to start with a Baruch. The answer is it's a Birchos Hodah. And a Birchos Hodah doesn't need to start with a Baruch. Oh. And this is what some of the Rishonim say, and this is why Taka, in our Sidurim, Elokai Neshama is normally printed after Birchos HaTorah. It's a standalone bracha, and it's okay that it's a standalone bracha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Ramah says a similar thing in Siman Membav. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes here from the Vilna Gaon that really Elokai Neshama is the reason why Elokai Neshama does not start with a baruch is because it was established as a bracha smucha lechaverta, a bracha which is linked to another bracha. That's the rule. A bracha which is linked to another bracha does not start with a baruch. Shemoneh Esrei is a very good example. The first bracha starts with the baruch, and all the other brachos are linked to the previous bracha, so all the other brachos of Shemoneh Esrei do not start with a baruch. Baruch to Hashem. So Elokai Neshama, the Gra says, is linked to Asher Yatzar. Why? So the Gra says in Siman Dalet that they're Masakin Elokai Neshama on the Neshama, and Asher Yatzar on the goof. And therefore, once they go together. Asher Yatzar is on the wonder and the greatness, and the thanking Hashem for giving us the wondrous goof body that we have, and it all fits together, everything works together. And also the Neshama, we thank Hashem for the beautiful, wonderful Neshama He gave us as well. And the Mishnah Berurah says that it's better to follow the Gra. Yesh lasos al tzara yoser tov, it's better to put Elokai Neshama after Asher Yatzar. So when you're organizing your brachos in the morning, it's better to follow the Gra and what the Mishnah Berurah says. Those that do it the other way, the sitters, for centuries followed the other way. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to follow the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here a very interesting discussion. What if somebody, for some reason, forgot to say Elokai Neshama? And now, it's after Shemoneh Esrei. Well, you said Mechayi Mesim. So Mechayi Mesim has a similar theme to Elokai Neshama. So then maybe you can't say Elokai Neshama anymore. That's a chiddush of the Pri Chadash. So others argue. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, that if you daven Shemoneh Esrei Stam without thinking about anything, then Taka, you should not say Elokai Neshama afterwards. But if when a person daven Shemoneh Esrei, he knows, oh, I forgot to say Elokai Neshama, so I'm going to say it after Shemoneh Esrei. So then basically, he has implicit kavana not to be Yotzei Elokai Neshama with Mechai Mesim, and he's able to say the bracha of Elokai Neshama after Shemoneh Esrei. In general, the Mishnah Berurah says later on, Elokai Neshama, really, I'm saying it wrong, it's Elokai, comma, Neshama Shenasatabi. When you say Elokai Neshama, you're supposed to put a comma after the word Elokai. It shouldn't sound like you think that your neshama is your God, chas v'shalom. It's Elokai, kama, neshama. And one more idea. Elokai neshama is a beautiful bracha. Hamachazir neshamos lifkarim meisim. Elokai neshama is another chance to thank Hashem that we're alive. Some of the Sfarim bring that some of the Gedolim would make would say that you should, every morning when you say Elokai neshama, make a Sudas Hodah. Breakfast is a Sudas Hodah. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm alive. So if a person at Moda Ani wasn't fully awake, he didn't really, really thank Hashem that he's alive, you have a second chance. Elokai Neshama is a second chance with a bracha to really thank Hashem. Hamachazir Neshamos Lifkarim Mesim. Thank you, Hashem, that we're alive. It's the greatest, greatest gift. As we said before, the best part of waking up is waking up. Oh. So that's Elokai Neshama. Sif Dalet. In Sif Dal, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a custom that people would come to Shul and each person would say the Birchos HaShachar out loud and everyone else would answer Amen. Oh. So then, could be there's a problem. Let's say you answer Amen to somebody else's Birchos HaShachar. Now you say it yourself. That could be a Brachu Levatala. The Shulchan Aruch says, no, there's no problem. Why? Because when the one saying the Bracha doesn't have mind to be Motziyu, and you don't have mind to be Yotze, so you're answering Amen, and then you can say your own brachas later.
and therefore that's okay. Taka, why would they do this? The answer, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the purpose of this minhag is to try to get to the 90 amens every day. There's a saying that goes back that a Jew should be a tzaddik. Tzadi, Dalid, Yud, Kuf. What does tzaddik stand for? Tzadi is 90, 90 amens a day. Dalid, 4 kedushas a day. Yud, 10 kadeshim a day. And kuf, 100 brachas a day. Obviously, this only applies to men. Women, it's not shy to get to these numbers. And the Shari Tshuva quotes this in Siv Katan Hay, and this is where the minhag comes from. It's very hard to get to 90 amens a day. The only way it's possible, by the way, is to daven in the minyan. And then you get the 19 amens of Shemona Esrei, Shacharis, the 19 amens of Mincha, Chazarats, you get more amens in the morning, then you have a chance. Anyway, that's Seif Dalid, and that's the inyan of trying to say 90 amens every day. Okay, we'll stop here.